Marie-Louise, LaRue, LeClaire. On September 3, 1893, twin girls were born to Moisy and Sophie, and they were named Marie-Louise and Matilda. They were born and raised in Bruxelles, later moving to Jackfish Lake. As a young lady, Marie-Louise was employed in Joe Dart's store in Meota. On June 5, 1917, she married George, Howard, LeClaire, in Jackfish. The marriage was performed by Father Cochin. They made their home on a farm in the Vaughan district. They were very well known for their hospitality and warmth. Many travelers were made welcome in cases of emergency, and during the Hungry Thirties, many poor sods were made welcome, and none ever left with an empty stomach. Marie-Louise and Howard had a family of 4 boys and 4 girls. She was a devoted wife and mother, as well as an ardent worker. She always enjoyed a good game of bridge or cribbage. Marie-Louise spent many hours salvaging and repairing hand-me-downs. She was very adept at remaking clothing for the children as they grew up. Of course, most of her ingenuity was born of necessity, as money was very scarce, as we remember it. Even the nickels were small in those days. We remember part of Mom's ingenuity included using the tanned hides from cats, cut into thin strips, and used as shoelaces. We also remember the number of evenings that were spent cleaning, washing, and carding wool, which was later spun into yarn and dyed suitable colors for children's mitts, socks, toques, scarves, sweaters, and every type of garment necessary to keep the family warm and comfortable in those cold winter days. There were various and diverse skills and crafts learned by the family members during the winter evenings. We had no radio or TV in those days. Among the crafts learned were knitting, crocheting, embroidery, hooked and braided rugs. Each one of us had to take part in these activities, according to our age and skill. We are certain that Mother learned these skills from her mother, Sophie LaRue. We can remember that our grandmother would spend parts of the winter with us and of the amazement we children had on seeing her skill and dexterity with the spinning wheel. She would spend many hours knitting, making sure that her sons and son-in-law were the proud owners of lumber socks. In later years, she even knitted long hockey socks for her grandchildren. All our evenings were not spent doing chores. Many evenings were spent playing cards, singing, and listening to souvenirs of Mother's childhood. We remember the story of when Mother and Aunt Matilda were home, alone, when a sow gave birth and the 2 girls pinned the piglets to the clothesline by their tiny ears so the poor piglets could dry off. Mother also entertained us with some of her musical skills: button accordion, organ, piano, and mouth organ. There are many memories to cherish today, thanks to our dear mother. We often recount those which stand out most vividly in our minds, repeating the stories to our children and grandchildren. As the 40s approached, times became better, and they enjoyed the prosperity of the times, along with changing farming methods to keep up with the pace of the time. Without any doubt, Marie-Louise was quite determined that each of her children would grow up to be a well-rounded citizen of the community. She ensured this by her example of hard work, honesty, devotion, and perseverance. As the boys grew up, they were gradually trained to assume the responsibilities of future farmers. The girls had the most complete training to become housewives. As Marie-Louise and Howard approached mid-60s, thought had to be given to retirement, a decision which they reluctantly accepted. Fortunately, they were able to enjoy many years in their retirement home in North Battleford. They always welcomed visits from their children, grandchildren, and many friends. Howard LeClaire passed away in 1965 and was laid to rest in the Jackfish Cemetery. Marie-Louise remained in her little home for another 16 years. She took great pride in her garden fruit trees and flowers. In July of 1980, Mother and her brother, Uncle Joe, were honored when they were chosen as the king and queen of the centennial celebration in Meota. Mother and Uncle Joe were part of the pioneers to the area, as well as being the oldest pioneers in the district at the time of the celebration. When time came that she was unable to care for herself, Marie-Louise became a resident of the Villa Pascal. This was in November of 1981. She continued to enjoy the visits of friends and relatives. Mother remained at the Villa Pascal until the time of her death, on January 5, 1985. She was laid to rest beside her husband in the Jackfish Cemetery. She was survived by 7 children, 64 grandchildren, and numerous great-grandchildren. We are forever grateful for the legacy which our parents have left us, and we in turn hope to pass this legacy on to our children.